640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Hurricane Helene is expected to be a Category 3 storm when it makes landfall along Florida's Big Bend tomorrow. John Daly is the mayor of Tallahassee.
Make sure that everything is secure where you live. But by sundown tonight, it's time to head inside and it's time to be safe.
With Israel possibly planning a ground operation in Lebanon, the pressure is on to find a solution. Secretary of State Antony Blinken today.
With regard to Lebanon, we've been working tirelessly with partners to avoid a full-blown war and to move to a diplomatic process that would allow Israelis and Lebanese alike to go back to their homes.
CBS's Bob Costa is on the campaign trail, both candidates in battleground states.
What we're watching here is a battle for the South. North Carolina, Georgia, these are crucial, crucial fronts in the 2024 race. And part of the reason is industry and the economic outlook in these states.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
540 AM WAUK News is brought to you by the new Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 in Waukesha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A man from Wisconsin is dead after falling from Devil's Tower in Wyoming. Authorities say 21-year-old Stuart Porter of Eau Claire was rappelling down the rock formation when he fell on Saturday. A climber with Porter was stranded and had to be rescued. Seven people have died while climbing Devil's Tower over more than 100 years of recreational climbing. The current farm bill expires on Monday. Advocates say Congress should pass funding that benefits small Wisconsin farms.
To neglect that is basically just picking winners and losers within the agricultural economy.
Chuck Anderis is with the Michael Fields Agricultural Institute. He says he's also concerned about climate smart language, which may only benefit big farms. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new 219-unit apartment development may soon transform the area across from Waukesha's City Hall. The project, slated for about 5 acres at 130 Delafield Street, would consist of 2 four-story buildings offering market-rate apartments. Waukesha's Plan Commission will evaluate the project tonight. If it gets approvals, construction could begin late next year. The documentary about the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers team is gaining momentum. Just a Bit Outside is now in its 3rd week in theaters. Following its initial release in 12 Marcus locations throughout the state, the film is now expanding to 6 more theaters, including one in Cedarburg and the Avalon Theater in Milwaukee's Bayview area. The documentary has sold 11,000 tickets and ranks 3rd nationally for per theater box office. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
A potential playoff preview looms this week. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Milwaukee Brewers are all but locked into the 3rd seed in next month's MLB playoffs. The NL Central champions beat Pittsburgh yesterday 7-2. The Brewers will play the Pirates again this evening. This weekend, Milwaukee takes on the New York Mets in what could be a playoff matchup. Green Bay has won 2 in a row with backup quarterback Malik Willis at the helm. Coach Matt LaFleur said Willis has picked up the offense quickly.
I just cannot articulate the job that he's done in the short period of time. People can't fathom it. I promise you. You guys don't get it. I know you think you got it, but you don't get it. What he's been able to do is I've never seen something like this.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed 2 games with an MCL sprain, but could return this week. Kickoff against the Minnesota Vikings is at noon on Sunday. And former Packers quarterback Brett Favre said during a congressional hearing on welfare reform Tuesday that he has Parkinson's disease. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A gorgeous day today with bright, blue, beautiful sunny skies and high temperatures hitting perfection right into those mid-70s. We put that on repeat for tomorrow, too, and a few more clouds filtering in for Friday. Next shot of showers moves in on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
in a hurry, pop in at Hop and Shop at 1505 East Racine Avenue inside the Phillips 66 gas station in Waukesha, where you'll find gas, coffee, soda, snacks, and even alcohol, and serving food from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Enjoy a breakfast burrito or biscuit sandwich. How about a delicious Hunt Brothers pizza or juicy Cooper's Express fried chicken? Chicken sandwich with pepper gravy, wings, tenders, fish, or shrimp with all your favorite sides. Stop in or order ahead at 262-933-4747. Hop and Shop in Waukesha.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Next, I'll talk more about the American Stability Act, the transformational legislation that will protect and raise up the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening. You can always join in 855-752-4842-855-75-CIVIC. Lots of people playing the game here today. This is what we've been doing here at Civic Media. The goal for the green or gold text to win. So this hour's keyword. Are you ready for it, folks? Here we go. Helmet. Helmet. This hour's keyword is helmet. If you're going to play some football, if you're going to ride a bike, you might want to wear a helmet. So download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station, the one you're listening to my voice on right now. Use the text button at the bottom of the screen and send the keyword helmet for your chance to win this statewide Civic Media contest. Happy to introduce Matt Rothschild, friend of ours, our Wednesday gig. Matt, welcome back, man.
Thanks, Tom. It's always good to be with you. Love being on with you.
Oh, man, it's so much fun. Lots of news going on today, and where I got up today and looked and where we ended up is not necessarily the same thing. And you had noted, and I heard today, the vice president giving an economic speech in Pittsburgh, PA. And she went to some details. And I did pull up the Trump website because I want to try to do a compare and contrast on some of these issues. But I did hear a little bit of it. You know, some of it's kind of the standard stump speech stuff. But you did put out some details with regards to some of her issues that she wants to focus on. One of them being home affordability. Jess, working the lines, working the phones, working the sound, doing the hard work today. Let's start out with Kamala Harris today, cut number one.
We will work with builders and developers to construct 3 million new homes and rentals for the middle class, because increasing the housing supply will help drive down the cost of housing.
Not only that, she's also going to offer up to $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-generation home buyers. And I was wondering, what is that? Well, what that means is if you have a home buyer whose parents did not own a home and they're, you know, up to speed on their rent for the last couple of years, that they will have a $25,000 in down payment assistance for you.
I mean, she's addressing what a lot of people are feeling right now, which is, holy smokes, I can't afford to buy a home. I can't afford to pay rent, or my rent, like my kids who are in their 30s are paying rent that is equal to about 40% of what they're bringing in. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah, and it's going to rent. You're not building up any equity when you're doing that. You're not getting the advantage of writing off some of that mortgage. You know, some of the games, quote-unquote, you know, taking advantage of the tax loopholes as they are. The proposal includes, as mentioned, $25,000 in down payment assistance for 400,000 first-generation home buyers, again, defined as those whose parents do not own a home. They have to have a history of making rent on time for 2 years, and the plan offers a $10,000 tax credit for first-time home buyers. So there's the thing. Now, I went over to the DonaldJTrump.com website/platform. There's a platform. They have lots of words and letters. They have 20 bullet points, but none of them have any links to them. Mm-hmm. Like, number one, seal the border and stop the migrant invasion. Oh, okay, but I can't click on anything.
So and how's that going to help the economy?
And what concrete steps there?
Oh, no, it's bullet point number one. So it's very important. Okay, it's on the top. Uh-huh,
uh-huh. And who's going to run the dairy industry here? And who's going to be in the restaurants? And
I mean, you
details,
know,
details, details.
So much detail. But good news for everyone. If you go to the Donald Trump website, there is a link. You can click on another read the official 2024 Republican Party platform here. And so I clicked on the button. And that brings me to a PDF, 16-page PDF document, you know, double-spaced.
what size point?
Size 20.
4.5 font, yeah. So, the housing affordability. So one of the things, Chapter 4, bringing back the American dream, according to the Trump. Here's what they say. To help new home buyers, Republicans will reduce mortgage rates by slashing inflation. Open limited portions of federal lands to allow for new home construction. Got some buddies that probably want to do that. Promote home ownership through tax incentives and support first-time home buyers and cut unnecessary regulation that raise housing costs. Again, okay, but where's the specificity? Everyone wants specificity from Kamala Harris, but this is apparently acceptable for Donald Trump and right. their campaign.
And interesting, they both were trying to help first-time home buyers. I get that. But yeah, where are the specifics? And reduce mortgage rates? I mean, he's not head of the Fed, right?
No. Don't you worry about that. When he becomes dictator for a day, he'll just snap his fingers and SEAL Team 6 will help him reduce the rates. Man, it's very simple.
Yeah, it's so simple.
Yeah, I mean, you guys make it so difficult. Just he is the only one that can fix it.
So just give him all the power and it'll happen. It'll happen. Don't you worry your pretty little head about the details.
Devil's in the details. But Harris, on the other hand, laid out some of those details today.
I mean, 3 million new homes would help because this is a supply and demand problem.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely would help. Let's see. What else do we have? Give workers access to paid leave. All right. Addressing some of these other issues. Cut number two from Harris today in Pittsburgh.
Give all working people access to paid leave, which will help everyone caring for children, caring for aging parents, and that sandwich generation, which is caring for both.
I mean, it's outrageous that we don't have paid leave here. Clinton brought the, you know, you could take time off and not be fired for it if you got someone sick
Yay!
In your family. But
thank you.
A lot of people can't afford that. Most of us can't. And so, yeah, paid family leave. Almost every advanced industrial country has that except the United States.
And why?
It's just to make, and what's the incentive? Well, it makes people go to work sick and get everybody sick in the workplace and make their kids, you know, go to school sick because the parents have got to go to work. Well, and so everyone in the school gets sick. I mean, it's a ridiculously irrational, to say nothing of inhumane policy.
Well, absolutely. And is there a cost to it? Well, what, as you mentioned, what's the cost of not doing something like that? Is, you know, getting people who are sick, going back to work, spreading whatever that sickness may be. Efficiency's certainly down. Give me a break. I mean, if you're at work because you got to be there and you're sick, you're not at your peak efficiency.
I mean, we've almost all of us have been in workplaces where the person in the cubicle next door is sneezing. Yeah, right. And that's just not a lot of fun.
Get off and get out of here, man. Get off the mic, man.
Give me the Perel. I mean, come on now.
And I did listen to some of the speech, and as mentioned, I heard some of the things. I grew up in a Midwestern town, and you know, when you pay attention, you listen to these stump speeches a lot, you know, you hear a lot of the repeats. So I flipped off and put on some music for a while. Jay Ferguson, Thunder Island. That's why I got that one coming. But I did go back, and she was talking about the paid leave and caring for the families. And she talked very personally about her caring for her mother when her mother got cancer. And, you know, my mom's in a memory care unit right now, and she got great help. And it's not, so I'm not the one, like, literally there all the time with her. My brothers and sisters are up in Appleton as well, and she got a great staff that help out. But it is expensive. It is difficult. It is hard work. There's a lot of turnover in these industries. And, it, you know, so the money that's being spent.
Right. And the workers aren't paid enough either.
Isn't going to the workers. Right. Yeah, so there's a big disconnect here, and for her to for the vice president to come out and address these issues very specifically, I think is these are the things that matter to people. These are the things. If you a lot of people have kids, everyone's got parents. You know what I mean? Right. At some point, and these are just the realities of life, man. You know, we're in the middle. Our kids are just into college now, and my dad passed. My mom's, you know, as mentioned in the memory care. So we're in a kind of a different spot. But a couple of years ago, man, you know, still the kids at the home and parents getting older, a lot of people, and we're lucky, man. A lot of people aren't lucky and have to deal with some really, really difficult situations.
I mean, there are a lot of employers that, you know, run their shops like dictators. And if you can't come to work that day for whatever reason, there's no union there, you're fired.
You're fired.
And that just shouldn't happen. I mean, if you're sick, you should be able to take time off. If your mother or father or child is terribly ill and in the hospital, you know, you should be able to go be with your loved one and not risk losing your job and your income and your ability to pay the rent or pay the mortgage.
Well, if you don't have the risk of losing your job, or what's the motivation of showing up then?
Well, this is what the hardcore capitalists want. Yeah. You know, they want that gun to your head at all times.
Well, same thing with healthcare in general, Matt. I mean, there. When I was in business, no one goes into business to provide a service or a widget or whatever the case is to say to themselves, well, I want to do my part of the social construct, social contract with society and provide health care. No one goes into business wanting to do the health care part of it. That's not part of it.
Right. I mean, I remember Lee Iacocca back in the day at Chrysler saying, these health care costs are killing us. You know, if you want to help the car auto industry in America, you know, let's get, you know, universal health care.
Back then.
Right.
Back then. Again, much like the paid leave, one of the only countries in this advanced world or whatever, however you want to qualify, that do not provide or do not have some sort of universal health care.
Yeah, I mean, this is why I love Bernie Sanders, because, you know, he gets up in the morning before he brushes his teeth. He talks about the need for universal health care and paid family leave and improving Medicare so you get free dental and eye care and everything. You know, those are things that people enjoy in most of the Western European countries and in Canada, and we're not enjoying them down here.
Well, and I think it can't be seen just as an expense. It's also an investment in people. You know, when people know that they don't have to, you know, go to the job sick, and they're, you know, they're motivated by the fact that they can take care of their family and they still have a job waiting for them when they get back.
And from the employer's perspective, do you really want to, you know, go to the trouble of looking for another person, hiring that person, training that person just because you know, told the person who was sick to hit the highway? I mean, that's a cost that you're bearing as the employer, too, which I think is short-sighted.
And again, no employer wants to administer health care unless you're a health care company. You do not. I mean, it's never been my experience in any place I've ever worked at that had health care that said, yes, this is a primary cause of our business. It's not. It's there to provide the service. It's there to provide the widget. It's not to administer health care insurance.
Mm-hmm. No.
That's not it. No one wants to do that. It's a burden.
Right. It saddles you with costs that you'd otherwise want to put to producing your product and marketing your product.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. The vice president speaking in Pittsburgh today. Before we go to break, man, let me just throw this out there on the healthcare thing. It drives me nuts. I mean, between the federal government, state government, old folks, poor folks, Medicare, Medicaid, how many, 100 million people, maybe a third of this country, somehow, some way, already involved in, already enlisted and already enrolled in some sort of governmental healthcare program. To think that we couldn't make this across the board. And let me just also say this, on the bell curve, you know, the folks that are in the socialized portion of the healthcare, well, they're the high risk, they're the poor, they're the old. The folks that are, you know, in the top of the curve, well, we're the ones paying for it because right. We, of course, are the least risky, and that's the gravy.
But if you put everyone in the pool, those costs would flatten out.
We'll be right back. Not to put too fine a bun on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
We'll be back to more of the Devil's Advocates in just a minute here on 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. But before that, let's head out to Pewaukee for the Farmer's Market and Johnny Watermelon.
Hey, thanks, Chris. I'm Johnny Watermelon down at the Pewaukee Farmer's Market right off of Crestview. Easy to get to. What a great venue we have down here. And I got to let you know, there's a couple of vendors here that are just really, really off the hook. We talked a little bit about Peace and Love Sourdough, but don't miss Pig and Pastry with their scones. And I'll tell you, there's another newcomer coming up, and that's Sassy Sweets Bakery. Their lemon bars are perfect. And don't miss the Campfire Community Conversations. It's put on by Troop 87. The Boy Scouts are there to take care of the fire, and we have some conversations with the community and get to know each other in a very, very friendly environment. Please, come on down to the Pewaukee's Farmer Market off of Crestview at Galilee Lutheran Church on WAUK 540 AM and 101.1 FM.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
The Todd Alba Show.
They're eating the pets.
J.D. Vance has said on the air that he admitted it was all a lie. Packed right, load. Words have consequences.
Of course they do. When we're talking about the incendiary remarks about immigrants, we're not talking about the fact that it was Donald Trump and Donald Trump alone who killed the bipartisan border security and immigration reform bill.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines open. Go there shortly at 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in studio with me, just on the board. Before we get back to the vice president giving an economic speech in Pittsburgh, PA today, let me remind all you fine contest players out there, the goal for the green or gold text to win Civic Media contest. The word today is helmet. Wear a helmet. Don't be dropping things. Wear a helmet. So download the Civic Media app. Find your favorite radio station. Use the text button on the bottom. Text the keyword helmet for your chance to win the statewide contest. And I can see you folks texting right now. Do appreciate that. It is a phone line. It is a text line, 855-752-4842. Let's get through a few more of the cuts of the vice president today. Addressing, again, I think, very basic needs that we have in this country, that most people have. This is not, you know, these are not proposals for billionaires, Matt. These are proposals for everyday folks.
Right. The billionaires and their kids, they can afford to buy a house right now.
They'll be okay.
I'm not worried about them.
They'll be okay. The parent tax credit. Let's hear cut number three, please, Jess.
Under my plan, more than 100 million Americans will get a middle-class tax break that includes $6,000 for new parents during the first year of their child's life.
$6,000. I mean, that's the reinstatement of the expanded child tax credit of $3,600 that expired, if I recall.
And what did it do? It reduced child poverty in the United States by 50%.
Significantly.
Yeah. We want our kids to go hungry? I mean, you know, who are we as a country if we don't, you know, want to take care of kids so that they're not in poverty? I mean, that's the real sad thing. You know, people say, well, you can't keep doing this, too much government spending. They're spending so that kids aren't going hungry.
If you're gonna spend on something, aren't these the things to spend on? And what are we talking about from a dollar basis? When you think of the economic might of the United States of America, we think about how our tax policy are. You think about how we spend our money, how we borrow, how we spend, how we do our thing. You're talking about, you know, given making sure kids don't go hungry is not a big driver of national debt. It's just not.
It's a tiny percentage of the huge budget that we've got, and it's money well spent. So I think, you know, who doesn't want a $6,000 credit if they're having a kid? You know, that'll pay for diapers for a while.
I mean, kids are expensive.
Kids are expensive.
That's what I'm saying.
Everything about them is expensive.
And I thought, man, once they get out of the house, it's free rein. Nope, they're still expensive. It's still expensive. Love you, kids. a little bit more. Oh, let's see. Kamala, not only is she a gun owner, apparently she's also a capitalist. Let's play cut four, please, Jess.
I'm a capitalist. I believe in free and fair markets. I believe in consistent and transparent rules of the road to create a stable business environment.
Consistent and transparent and stable. Well, how you can make money on the VIX if you can't, you know, if somebody can make, you can make money on the volatility, right? And if you can change them up or down and realize the rules change almost all the time, well, you can leverage that to your advantage if you're in the know, if you're in the game. Unfortunately, most people are just jumping from one foot to the other trying to get through the day.
Right. And in emphasizing the stable economy, this was a pitch for what used to be called mainstream or country club Republicans, you know. Small business people and big business people who, you know, they want stability in the economy. They want to be able to make rational predictions that the people running the economy are acting rationally. And there's nothing rational about Donald Trump. And so this is why you have, you know, some big business people and some small business people coming over to Kamala Harris, because they recognize that she's competent. I mean, look at her debate performance. Here's a smart woman who does her homework. That's what you want with people who are running the show. And yeah. She wants free and fair markets. I mean, I kind of laugh when she says I'm a capitalist. I know what she's doing there, because Trump is saying, you know, you're a Marxist, your dad's a Marxist, you're a communist. And I laugh because, you know, what are free and fair markets in a capitalist system? I mean, when I was studying economics 101, they taught us, you know, if it's a 100-degree day, raise the price of your lemonade. I mean, so what's the difference between being a capitalist and a price gouger?
That's called surge pricing. You know, I mean, if you're at the concert or the ball game, you know, you're all of a sudden your Uber prices go up.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. I mean, this is why I'm a democratic socialist, just because I think price gouging is the same as being a capitalist. But don't get me going there.
But to your point, politically speaking, I think, yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, of course, she's a kid. We're all capitalists to some degree, right? And I think that's where the details fall. It's a matter of degree. I mean, I don't think anybody thinks they shouldn't be able to, you know, sell their labor, you know, for a profit, quote unquote. You know what I mean? Or to come up with an idea, provide a service or a product that they can make more than they put into it. I mean, I don't think that's unreasonable. Now, certainly when you get to the oligarchs and that kind of thing, that's not everybody just opening up, you know, a mom and pop store down the street, which apparently also the vice president wants to increase the startup tax deduction, which is currently at $5,000. So she's going to increase that to $50,000.
Yeah. And so if you're an entrepreneur and you want to get a business started, you got a great idea, you don't have capital. Not many people have capital to start a business. This would be a huge help. So I think for the people who, you know, want to open that, you know, bagel shop they always wanted to open, or they've got a great idea for, you know, a better bakery, or they have a high tech idea that needs some upfront money, here you go.
And why not? Given the tax breaks that we continually give to major corporations and adding to the national debt by trillions of dollars, talking about specifically the Donald Trump tax cuts, a startup tax deduction. And this is not a credit. This is a tax deduction. So startups are hard enough as it is. And then you got to like work to get over your loss, because most things start out as a loss unless you're really, really good. And then once you get to that point, maybe you get to a profit. Well, and that's when you start paying the taxes. But if you have a $50,000 tax deduction, you know, you get to keep some of that money. All right, let's do final one, opportunity for the middle class. Let's play cut five, please, Jess.
In this election, I believe we have an extraordinary opportunity to make our middle class the engine of America's prosperity.
And I think that is something that's overlooked quite a bit. You know, what's 50% of the jobs created in this country are done by small business owners, and most of those small business owners are you know, low to middle class folks. And to focus on that, of course, this is the broad swath of people. This is the kind of policies that will help the most people, and maybe not the ones that are going to be contributing mightily to your campaign, but certainly to those that need it the most.
Yeah, and I only want to add that she might want to talk about the lower class too, lifting the lower class into the middle class.
Yeah, absolutely. Matt Rothschild in the booth with me, Jess on the boards, you on the phones, coming back 855-752-4842. We'll be right back.
The Shaw, WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Some of Wisconsin's smaller public water systems will share nearly $500,000 in grants to fight PFAS and manganese pollution. These are systems that have been ineligible for help in the past. The money will go toward new wells, new water treatment systems, or connecting to other public water systems. Former Green Bay Packers star Brett Favre dropped a bombshell during Capitol Hill testimony on his role in a welfare fraud scheme in Mississippi yesterday.
Sadly, I also lost an investment in a company that I believed was developing a breakthrough concussion drug I thought would help others. And I'm sure you'll understand why it's too late for me, because I've recently been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
The doctor at the center of the scandal pleaded guilty to wire fraud in July. Favre denies any wrongdoing. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some voters are already done. According to reports from the State Elections Commission, Milwaukee County leads in absentee ballot activity with about 70,000 applications received so far and almost 1,200 returned. Waukesha County reports 38,000 applications and 763 returned so far. The commission regularly updates the reports, which provide a detailed look at absentee ballot trends across all Wisconsin counties. People in Milwaukee can provide initial feedback on the mayor's budget next week. Mayor Cavalier Johnson proposed his 2025 budget yesterday. The $2 billion plan, which aims to address crime and reckless driving, includes a 2% increase in property taxes and city fees. Key elements are $314 million for police and funding for portable cameras to combat speeding and reckless driving. There's a committee meeting Monday morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Good news for moviegoers. Just when it looked like people were done leaving the house to see movies, the box office turned itself around this summer and even into the fall. On the heels of an actors and writers strike and a worldwide pandemic, people finally seem to be going back to theaters, which most cinema prognosticators did not see coming. How happy are theater owners? Deadline reports that a group of U.S. and Canadian exhibitors that control almost 70% or over 21,000 movie theater screens in North America have committed $2.2 billion to upgrade their facilities. The National Association of Theater Owners say the funds will be used to upgrade to the latest laser projection technology, sound systems, better seating, food and beverage option upgrades, and family enhancement experiences like arcades and even bowling. In addition to the bells and whistles, cosmetic upgrades in the way of carpeting, better lighting and signage, and air conditioning will also happen. Let's hope the theater experience keeps getting better and never goes away. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the mid-70s. With the breeze off the lake for Friday and the upcoming weekend, it cools to the low 70s, pretty pleasant, with a mostly sunny sky. It's 71 right now.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about the things on which we agree. I know they exist. Weather and Wine with Brittany Merlot and Sports with Paul Noonan. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in, hanging out with us. 855-752-4842. Matt Rothschild in the studio with me, just working the board and the phones. It's a talk, it's a text. And that text line, put it to use, folks. The Go for the Green or Gold Civic Media statewide contest. Download the Civic Media app and give the word helmet. Text the word helmet. It is a helmet. Wear your helmet, folks. It's dangerous out there. Helmet. Text that to your favorite Civic Media station for a chance to win some prizes. Thank you for playing along. Let's get some callers. Matt, 855-752-4842. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
You know, up until today, this constant drumbeat that Harris doesn't give any specifics. She's just kind of, you know, I always thought that she was way above, I have a concept of a plan or whatever.
Right.
But the other thing that's going to happen tomorrow, just watch the talking heads. They'll say this was too micro. I mean, and they'll say stuff like this. Oh, she was talking to a room full of Paul Krugmans and Milton Friedman, who's been dead for I don't know how long. But, you know, she can't get her. You know who her biggest opponent is, guys? The media. Print. And, you know, it seriously is. They don't cover her properly. And well, they haven't been, and they didn't with Biden either.
They want to bend over backwards to show how fair they are, but they... they don't.
Yeah, well, then they're doing a good job of showing how unfair they are.
Absolutely, Dick, and thanks for the call. And, you know, what they've done for a long time is, you know, make Trump who he is. I mean, look back at the first time he ran when he won, you know, they were giving him literally billions of dollars of free airtime. I remember Les Moonves, the CBS news director, saying, you know, this may be bad. This was to a group of CBS shareholders. It may be bad for the country, but it's great for us as shareholders, and it's great for our company. Wow, that just does not stand up real well over time.
No, it does not. Well, when I was in school, you know, that their obligation is to the shareholders. That's how they taught it, not to anything else, to the shareholders first and foremost. Thank you for the call, Dick. 855-752-4842. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. It was interesting hearing one of Trump's suggestions was open up federal land for housing. Well, who's going to pay for the infrastructure, you know, to make that land actually be able to support housing? And today I got a little mailing from this group called Securing American Greatness, Inc. And, of course, it's attacking Kamala Harris, and it is just, you know, sad, you know, defund the police, letting criminals walk free, you know, no bail for. Well, actually, the Constitution says reasonable bail is no excessive bail can be required. So apparently, they don't quite grasp that. And I'm thinking too, so much I appreciate these guys. I'm actually gonna call the White House number that they provided and thank the Biden administration, Kamala Harris, for what they've done for our country, trying to make our country a better place and a safer place for us to live. And unfortunately, I don't see a number for contacting Securing American Greatness, so I can tell them how much I appreciate what they have done for me to give providing me with that number, and telling them that I called, you know, the administration, told them I think they're doing a great job, and I think that I would not be FCC compliant toward them.
That's right, Mark.
I mean, this is the problem with these so-called issue advocacy groups, and thanks, Mark, for calling.
And you know something about these groups,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, because I used to be at the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and we would track all the money in politics. But, you know, they can say anything short of, you know, don't vote for Kamala Harris, but anything mean, rude, unsubstantiated, and negative about her, which is essentially, and we all know this, telling people not to vote for Kamala Harris, but they can do that and raise unlimited amounts of money, not disclose that money from their donors, and then their donors get a tax break for giving those donations for these mudslinging, ugly ads. I mean, that's how corrupt our campaign finances
is. If you use these 501c whatever number companies and qualify it in a certain way, say a certain thing, not only can you shield your donors, give unlimited money, but you also are basically subsidized by the U.S. tax dollars in the sense that you get those donors to you get a tax break for donating to some of these 501s.
I mean, this is the revenge of Citizens United, the decision in 2010 by the U.S. Supreme Court that said corporations and other groups can spend unlimited amounts of money to tell you who to vote for or not vote for, so long as you're not coordinating with the candidate themselves, and they don't define that real tightly either.
And I think that was even changed after Scott Walker here in the state of Wisconsin was caught coordinating with groups.
Yeah, well, that's when the Wisconsin Supreme Court gave him a get-out-of-jail-free card by saying the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution says Wisconsin cannot regulate coordination between outside issue advocacy groups and candidates, which was exactly opposite of what the statute in Wisconsin said, and no U.S. Supreme Court has given that interpretation.
But wasn't that also, though, one of the justifications for allowing Citizens United that there would not be coordination?
Yeah.
That was a qualifier.
If you read the Citizens United decision, as I have, you see that they put so much stock in this ban on coordinating. Yeah. You know, so long as we have this ban on coordination, there's going to be no corruption
fine,
or appearance of corruption. And that was just either a tremendous stroke of naivete, or they were just willingly putting their head in the sand, which I think was the latter.
I mean, given the millions of dollars some of those folks have enjoyed in gratuity and tips, I think they probably knew what they were doing.
That and the Dobbs decision and this decision on presidential immunity, those are going to be hung around Roberts' neck in his obituary.
I don't want to digress, but you know, we've had bad laws come out of the U.S. Supreme Court in the past that has been ultimately shamed in history and overturned and overruled. You think any of these things, the ones you just mentioned?
I think the immunity one, I think Citizens United, I think both of those are going to go, and I think Dobbs is going to go too, but maybe legislatively. But the other two, we're gonna need better Supreme Court justices, and we need a president who will appoint better justices. So that's another huge reason people should be voting for Kamala Harris.
You got to win elections to do that, right? I mean,
Trump yesterday was bragging about his incredibly courageous and intelligent justices.
Geniuses, yes. Almost as genius as the guy that put him on there. But you know, he's at the same time wants to own it, but also wants to back away from, you know, all the women thinking about abortion.
Yeah, but those were... But those were the justices. He was bragging about the Dobbs decision, which was foolish of him because it's a loser for him, but he can't help himself.
Folks, you're listening to The Dom Salvia Show. Matt Rothschild in the booth, just on the board, 855-752-4842. Dick brought up the media thing, and I'm, you know, I guess we're in media, right? I mean, it's certainly not, I'm not CBS, about Les Munoz over here. But I do recall when Trump came out, there was such a show. That they would literally, and I'm not just putting this on one station, many of the broadcast, cable and otherwise, were showing an empty podium for like a half hour before the guy even like would wander out and say some outrageous things, and everyone would laugh and clap and be all excited and click and share and talk about it, and all the traffic went up, and everybody liked it. As mentioned, great for business.
Ratings were up. Profits were up.
I mean, How much do you put in our current situation on the legacy media like that? And it's certainly the other ones are, you know, the new with the cable news, and now you get any silo you want to get into, man, you can find.
I think they're being a little better this time around. I mean, they're calling lies out when they're obvious lies, or calling them untruths or something. But I mean, they're pointing out more than they did in 2016 anyway. Where Trump is completely off his rocker. And so I think it's better, at least at the New York Times and the Washington Post, than it was before. And I don't know about the nightly news. I haven't been watching a lot of nightly news. I do watch cable, but it depends what you're watching.
Sure. What about the term that's been coming up the last month or so, the sane washing? You know, you get the, you know, professional journalists want to put out there, and, you know, I guess in some ways I get it. But the other ways, I'm like, well, don't sane it, sane wash it for, man. Give me the whole spiel. I want to hear the whole thing. But it takes up so many words on the page, man, because Donald Trump just rambles and bounces from topic to topic and says things over. And it's hard to pull one thing or to put the whole thing down and still have room for, you know, your article. So yeah, they'll pull different things out that may, you know, in and of themselves, a little clip. Oh, here's a little policy piece that doesn't include the late, great Hannibal Lecter getting electrocuted and sharks. Right.
And are they treating him like they were treating Biden? I mean, they were jumping all over every misstep and malaprope that Biden would issue. And then we had today, you know, Trump was in North Carolina. He couldn't even pronounce Charlottesville. Charlottestown, he called it.
Charlottestown.
I mean,
I think he got it confused with Jonestown.
He is spreading that Kool-Aid around for sure, and a lot of people are drinking it. But, you know, I don't. I think the act is getting old. Yeah. This is one reason why I think he's going to lose because, you know, when he came on the scene, people said, you know, he's not a politician as usual. I like him for that. He doesn't talk like a politician as usual. I'm sick of politics and politicians as usual. But it's the same old shtick. And that's why the turn the page comment by Kamala Harris or theme by Kamala Harris works so well.
You know, I used to have that line of thought, you know, all these politicians and our buddy Earl calls them the politricksters and all. And I get that. And I'm actually longing for those days, you know, where at least they might be lying to your face, but at least they're civil about it. You know what I mean? There's something to be said about approaching these issues in an adult-like manner instead of what we see coming out of the right, the lowering of the bar that's been allowed by Donald Trump. And you see some of the folks that have come out, not just the low propensity voters or the white nationalists, but hell, this Mark Robinson guy, you know, this guy running Moreno running for Ohio Senate. You know, these to me are not the quality kind of individuals that we would normally see coming up. Normally they would be vetted. Normally there would be some background checks. It doesn't seem like this was the case,
right?
At least with Robinson.
No. And I always kind of rebelled against the notion that, you know, all politicians are this way. First of all, it's a gross generalization. But look, I mean, I've met some of our politicians here. Tammy Baldwin is a great person. I met Russ Feingold. I thought the world of Russ Feingold. Mark Pocan is my congressman. He's great.
Yeah.
Governor Evers, who's not my favorite in the world, I think he's done a great job, though.
And so. Well, it's not a popularity contest, number one. And you got to play with the cards that you're dealt to some degree. And Evers, I think, given the circumstances, has done a fine job.
He's done a really good job.
He's not a great speech giver, but, you know, that's not all. There's more to it. I'd rather have a good manager than someone can give a good speech.
Yeah, he's a good manager and a decent guy.
Yeah.
And that stands for a lot. And he, you know, he doesn't like, you know, racism and inequality. Those are good traits, you know. And so, he can't give a great speech. He's not good at debates, but big deal. He's done a good job as governor, and I'm grateful for him. And so, when people say all politicians are that way, well, you know.
Well, anyone that says all of this and about almost anything is going to be wrong, man. You can't. Like, Donald Trump says it all the time. Everybody wanted Roe v. Wade overturned. Everybody wanted it. The right, the left, Democrat. I mean, though, of course, it's false. But generally, when you say something like that and is all inclusive and calling everybody something, you're usually wrong.
All you got to find is one exception, and you just said something wasn't true.
855-752-4842. We do have some polling we want to get to, but let's get Jack from the Mac before we do so. Jack, welcome. What do you got?
Well, it's been a long time. I haven't called in a while. Thought I would add a little bit about these wonderful 501c3s.
Yes, please.
I'm on the board at two genuine 501c3 educational organizations. They happen to be promoting jazz music. So I have an idea of what a real educational organization is. But the ones that are responsible for the political ads, a few years ago, it seems to me, the IRS actually started investigating them, and the Republicans basically started screaming their heads off, saying, "Oh, they're after the right wing advertisement." And in fact, that wasn't the case. But about 3/4 of them at that time were for Republicans. At this point, with the Democrats outraising the Republicans financially, maybe there will be some coordination, and maybe some of these, well, definitely some of these should be looked into. That's the bottom line for me.
Right on, Jack. Appreciate the thought. If I recall, they were really critical of the IRS back then.
Yeah. I mean, Jack's absolutely right. They didn't want the IRS going after any of these C3s or C4s for violating the tax code. And as a result, they weren't disciplined.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. Going to come back with more of your phone calls, 855-752-4842. The magic word of the day. Well, I said it once. We'll say it again on the other side. Come back with us.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I don't know about other states, but in Wisconsin, we help our neighbors and love our communities. But California mega millionaire Eric Hovde doesn't seem to get that.
Maybe that's why he questioned whether children should be able to stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. And whether people in nursing homes should be able to vote. Hovde called for raising the retirement age for hardworking Wisconsinites and making obese people pay more for health care. And a Hovde company even spent decades trying to demolish the building housing Madison's oldest family-owned bar, something they finally did this year, shuttering a treasured neighborhood institution for good. That is not how we do things in Wisconsin. And that is why we can't let California mega millionaire Eric Hovde represent us. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. ABWT-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
The green and gold tailgating, the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year, opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965, following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three, keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. The phone lines is talk and a text 855-752-4842. And this is your last chance this hour for the goal for the green or gold text to win contest. Today's keyword, or at least for this hour, is helmet. Helmet. If you're going to play ball, play with a helmet. So download the Civic Media app. Text that to your favorite station for a chance to win this statewide contest. Appreciate all of you playing. I can see that text line lighten up right now. As mentioned, 855-75-CIVIC. We have some polling we want to get to. We got some interesting pieces in the Washington Post we'll get to as well with just help. But right now, let's finish up some phone calls while we have a moment. Sal from Sun Prairie, you're up next. Welcome, Sal. What do you got for us?
Hi. Hey, I just want you and your guest's opinion. The whole mudslinging on political advertising is just so disturbing. And now that we have all the artificial intelligence, that God only knows what you're watching, why couldn't we clean it up and say the only people who could talk on an ad are the people that are running for the office? So only Kamala, only Ding Dong Trump could do ads, or any office. Only the people running could be on the ad talking. And they still would have to pay. I know there's a big financial thing with PACs paying all this money for advertising, but they're collecting money. Kamala's collecting money. Trump's collecting money. They could still pay to be on those ads, but it would just be them and not all this other crap. What do you think?
Oh, Sal, I love what your thought, where you're going, what you're trying to do, but no. Because here's the thing. What did you say? Ding dong. He's a ding dong Trump. Well, what if you want to put that into a commercial? Don't you have the First Amendment right to express yourself, be it on the soapbox in the park, walking down the street, throwing an ad up on the social media, doing your own video on YouTube? You have the right to express your First Amendment rights against or for a politician. So I know what you're trying to do, trying to, you know, cut out of the clutter. But unfortunately, when doing so, you're going to cut yourself out of that clutter, Sal.
Yeah, you know, I agree with that, Dom. You know, we want to be able to exercise our First Amendment rights here. And so What I want, though, is disclosure at a very bare minimum. You know, how much are you paying to get that, you know, YouTube video out? I mean, yeah, we should be able to know if you're putting it all over God's green earth. We should be able to know how much money you're trying to influence the election with. But yeah, I mean, I put signs out in my yard. You know, would that be illegal?
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, you want to be able to express yourself and influence people to the extent that you can. But yeah, you should abide by the campaign finance laws we have, and we should tighten those campaign finance laws.
Right. So it all comes down to that, right? I mean, we're in agreement. You have the right to say it, absolutely. But if you're going to be in the game, then full disclosure. What are the rules of the game? And I get that. Some folks, well, I don't want it. Well, too bad. You know what I mean? I was never, until I got into this kind of role, Matt, more of a private guy. I didn't put political signs out. You know, I didn't do any of that stuff. Didn't really talk a lot of the politics. Crudy and I would banter back and forth, but it wasn't like I was out here and on the radio in public and all the time, you know, putting myself out there doing this. So there's some responsibility when you're in that role, but I also relish the fact that I'm also using my voice, you know, and I don't want anybody or anything to stifle it. Now, if I have to use my voice and engage in some, you know, reporting for that, okay, as long as everyone else does as well.
Right. And, you know, if I come on here and I say, you know, here's why I think you should vote for Kamala Harris, you know, am I not allowed to say that? And so, you know, you're getting into a situation where really you're restricting the free flow of information. You don't want to do that. But people should know, you know, if a corporation is taking out billboards all across I-94/90, you know, vote for Trump. And we see these billboards if you're driving in those around looking in those big farm fields. You know, who's paying for that? How much does that cost?
But even with the disclosure, madam, I can go and form a 501c whatever, you know, start an LLC paid for by Dominic, the Dominic Salvia Show is great.com. And there's your disclosure. But that doesn't even necessarily give you the true disclosure of who's funding that. I mean,
right, because of the LLC formation, but also if you're being coy and saying, you know, call Kamala Harris at 202 whatever, you know, you can say anything under the
under the sun. We've done that a few times. Matt from Johnson's Creek, you're up. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey guys, so I had this thought way back when Citizens United happened. You know, I don't know why we'll call them a liberal leaning state hasn't just passed a law forcing disclosure, let it get challenged. And the point I've never understood is how somebody who's anonymous, like, that's the problem, right? That these people want to remain anonymous. Mm-hmm. How can you be anonymous and still have standing in a court of law? It is my opinion that the First Amendment requires a, you know, harm and remedy and standing, right? Well, you don't have that as an anonymous person. No other crime, so to speak, has ever been litigated where, like, obviously I'm not talking about victim protection. No other crime has been litigated where it's like, well, there's a person who's wrong, but we're not going to tell you who it is. I've never understood that. And I would love to see a challenge under those kinds of arguments.
Well, I agree, Matt. We need this disclosure. And we especially need it on these so-called issue advocacy groups, because the other ones do require independent expenditures, do require disclosure. And there's no reason these super rich people could hide behind a bush and throw mud at our screens.
But isn't it also from, I think it was the NAACP in the case, because there were donors that were given to NAACP back in the day, and they were getting harassed for those donations. There's a reason why we're in kind of this quagmire that we are. There's legitimate reasons for some folks to have, you know, their donations to a 501c3 private.
Yeah, there are a lot of competing arguments here. The lawyers will sort it out.
Yeah, the lawyers always get paid. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Matt Rothschild in studio with me, just on the board. Coming back, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by legendary performer Charo, Jesse March from the Festival Theater in St. Croix, and King of Queens writer, executive producer Rock Rubin joins to discuss the show's legacy.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
The Wisconsin Badgers are playing in California this Saturday, and who has it all covered for you? Todd Albaugh, host of the Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm going to L.A. It's the first time that the Badgers have gone out and played one of the new schools. The Badgers taking on USC.
Don't miss a show or any of the fun leading up to the Badgers-USC game.
It's the Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon to 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News.